Now to the campaign trail, and both presidential candidates on the stump today in New Mexico. In Santa Fe, Democrat John Kerry spoke about the need for energy independence. And not surprisingly, he took aim at President Bush.
Year after year, President Bush has proposed budgets that shortchange investments in clean, renewable domestic sources of energy, like wind, solar, biomass. He ignores real energy conservation. And when it comes to developing a real energy policy, George Bush has run out of gas.
That's Senator John Kerry speaking today in Santa Fe. President Bush spent part of his day in Hobbs, New Mexico, along the Texas border. At a rally there, he attacked Senator Kerry on terrorism and the war in Iraq.
In the spring of 2003, as I ordered the invasion of Iraq, Senator Kerry said, "It was the right decision." Now he says it's the wrong war. In the same debate, he said Saddam was a threat. Then a few minutes later, he said there wasn't a threat in Iraq. And now he tries to tell us he's had only one position. Who's he trying to kid? He can run, but he cannot hide.
President Bush today speaking in Hobbs, New Mexico, in the southeastern corner of the state. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the Bush campaign. And Don, this is becoming a common phrase in the Bush stump speech of late. You can run, but you cannot hide.
It is a phrase that the president first used in the Friday night debate. The point he's making is that, according to the Bush campaign, John Kerry has, over the course of his career, said or done certain things that, again, the president says Kerry is now contradicting. So that has become the latest slogan for the campaign. We hear it 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times in a speech. That has been since Saturday morning, and my guess is they'll keep doing it at least for the near future.
Don, the president also picked up on some comments that John Kerry made, this from a profile of him that ran yesterday in the Sunday New York Times magazine. Let's listen to some of what the president had to say today.
Just this weekend, Senator Kerry talked of reducing terrorism to, quote, nuisance, end quote, and compared it to prostitution and illegal gambling. See, I couldn't disagree more. Our goal is not to reduce terror to some acceptable level of nuisance. Our goal is to defeat terror by staying on the offensive, destroying terrorist networks, and spreading freedom and liberty around the world.
Now, John Kerry, in those comments to the New York Times, also used the analogy of organized crime, and these are his words: "We're going to reduce it, organized crime, to a level where it isn't on the rise, it isn't threatening people's lives every day, and fundamentally it's something that you continue to fight, but it's not threatening the fabric of your life." And Don, I'm guessing that this might be something the president also brings up in this week's debate on Wednesday.
Yes, they're going to use that word nuisance and hurl it a lot at John Kerry. They feel it helps to sum up what the White House describes as Kerry's worldview, which is a pre-9/11 mindset to not take any of this stuff as serious as it needs to be taken. In fact, the Bush campaign has already got a new advertisement highlighting this. Of course, the Kerry campaign responds that it is yet another example of the president and his aides and his surrogates taking something out of context, distorting it and changing the meaning, and then using it against the senator.
Don, both President Bush and John Kerry were in New Mexico today. Back in 2000, that was a state that went for Al Gore, but by the most narrow of margins, I think 366 votes. Is New Mexico in play this year?
New Mexico is a small state, but it is considered very much in play. And with the election right now, as close as polls show it to be, and with the possibility that it remains so right through Election Day, it is considered a very important state, and its electoral votes could make the difference. And the president has specifically today been making a pitch to Hispanic voters in New Mexico, again, hoping that voting bloc could help him win the state.
And tossing a little Spanish into his speech.
He did indeed, as he does on occasion, but we did get more of it today.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the Bush campaign. Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.